Because crypto, that, I mean, that seems to be a threat to the dollar, doesn't it?
I think it's the opposite.
Oh, really?
I think stable coins could reinforce dollar supremacy, because with stable coins, could end up being one of the largest buyers of U.S. treasuries or T-bills.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, if you are using a stable coin in Nigeria that's backed by the U.S. dollar, you don't actually have to have dollars. It's on your phone. You can transact. So I think there's a very good chance that crypto is actually one of the things that locks in dollar supremacy.
And is that why it was crucial that Donald Trump get involved in crypto rather than trying to constrain it like Joe Biden was?
I think constrain's too mild a word. I think make it extinct.
Oh.
So this administration's commitment to digital assets, it's innovation, because there's so many other things that happen around digital assets. And also, it's one of those things that it's one of the most important phenomena that's happening in the world. And the U.S. just ignored it.